a woman who I'm thrilled to have you meet right now. Her name is Bonnie Sinclair Nichols, and she is a senior at Plum High School and has accomplished quite a bit. She has several books to her credit, and it's a pleasure to have you here. Good morning.
Thank you.
And who's here with you today?
I have my mom here with me.
Well, that's great. Now, tell me a little bit about you and writing. When did you start? When did you develop your love for writing?
Well, I've been writing for most of my life. I started when I was about 4. I still have the first story that I wrote, actually, somewhere in my house. And then in 3rd grade, I started doing contests, like reflections and contests like that. And in my sophomore year of high school is when I started publishing.
Did it come pretty naturally to you? It seems like it must have.
Yeah, it's pretty natural. It's like kind of like an escape for me, writing. It's all just been pretty natural to me since I was little.
That's great. And you mentioned that book you wrote when you were 4. Did you illustrate it too, or was it mostly writing?
Yeah, I had illustrations with it too, as well as paragraphs in like a little spiral notebook.
That's incredible. It's great that it was kept too, so you can still see it. So there's a lot more I'd like to ask you, but just to sort of ground us, you're about to graduate from Plum. And do you know what you'll do after graduation?
Yes, I'm going to Clarion University for professional writing. And I also want to get my master's in library science as well.
Excellent. And I noticed you have a Carnegie Library of T-shirt on. Have you volunteered at the library? Or?
I volunteer at my community library. I've actually haven't been to this library in a while, but this is like my favorite shirt. So.
Yeah, it's the hashtag PGH Reads shirt, which I've recognized. Mm-hmm. Why are libraries important to you?
I think libraries are important because they really can bring a community together, whether that be for education or resources or events. I think it's a very important part of everyone's lives.
I agree. I think it's one of the last sort of vestiges of equity, something everybody can use no matter who you are. And it's nice to have places that kind of accidentally expose you to things. When you go there, you never know what you might find. Mm-hmm. So you've won a number of awards for your writing. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
All of my awards are from the Reflections program from the PTA, Parent Teacher Association, for just contemporary short stories that I've written over the years since 3rd grade up to high school.
And what does that program, does it go beyond Plum? I don't know much about that program.
Reflections, I think a number of school districts still have it. It covers, I know, literature, music, dance, choreography, things like that.
That's great. And while you're writing fiction, have you written mostly fiction?
I write all fiction, yes.
That's what I thought. But when I think of reflections, I think of personal reflections on your actual life. Do you weave anything in?
Yes, for my short stories, I take like personal experiences and I just put them into fiction.
I thought as much. I mean, both are great ways of writing, but I was curious about the reflective aspect. You mentioned that writing's kind of a good escape for you. Do you ever just completely lose track of time?
Yes, that's definitely happened these past few years.
That's I would imagine something that's kind of fun when that happens.
Yeah, sometimes I'll lose track of time when I'm writing, and I like it'll actually be like pretty crazy.
Now you've got a series of books, and I think you just published the second one, right?
Yes, I published the second book in the series on November 30th, 2018.
So, and it's called, the series is called The Genesis Files. Can you tell me a bit about the sort of the premise of the series?
Yes. So the first book in the series is, the series is a young adult suspense thriller. It follows twin sisters as they find out that their estranged family owns and operates an FBI agency. But when their mother disappears one day, they also find out that their family has enemies that have, like, a vendetta against them. So, and the sequel goes into detail about, like, the journey they have to take to find their mother and find, like, the truth about, like, their whole lives.
This is a thriller. Just listening, you don't have a twin, do you?
I have a twin brother.
Oh, okay. Are the twin sisters or brother or who are the twins in this book?
The twins, the main characters, yeah. Harper and Joanna. They're identical twins.
Okay, are they both girls?
Yes.
Okay, that's and I'm not trying to make too much connection to your life, but that's how part of your own life feeds into this. The FBI aspect is really neat too. I don't want you to give away the plot or the resolution of the plot, but that sounds like a book that's very hard to put down. Do you get much feedback from your readers?
I get a little bit of feedback right now. I'm just starting out, so.
Yeah. I would love to have you share a little bit from it if you feel comfortable doing that. Is there anything you need to set up or tell us about? You can just pick a page or two.
Okay. This is from chapter one. Okay, I'll start here. "What's Project Genesis?" Joanna asked. "I don't know," I say. We sit back down in the living room, and I hold the letter between us. After rereading it a few times, I sit it down on the coffee table. "We should call our aunt." "Good idea," Joanna nods. I retrieve my cell phone from my pocket and dial our aunt's number. Last time I checked, she lives in the city and works with our mother every day. She picks up on the third ring, and I put her on speaker. "Harper?" Her voice sounds a bit like my mother's. "Aunt V, has Mom been at work at all this week?" I ask. Aunt Veronica doesn't answer for a long time. "Actually, about that. Wait, do you know what's going on? Is she with you?" "No one's seen her all week, but we can't talk about this over the phone. I'll be over as soon as I can." "What do you mean? What's going on?" "I'm sorry, Harper. I'll explain everything to you in person. I can't answer anything over the phone. Someone might be listening to us." I'm about to argue, to ask who in the world would care about our conversation right now, when the sound of a gunshot suddenly rips through the other end of the line, followed by a scream and muffling voices and shuffling feet. My chest tightens and my blood runs cold. "Aunt V," I stammer, not quite processing what is happening. The last thing I hear is angry voices and more footsteps before the line goes dead.
Wow. Suspenseful is what comes to mind. Plus, I love the detail in your book.
Oh, thank you.
The dialogue is really natural, too, and it makes you feel... do you ever imagine your books being made into movies?
I think about that all the time.
Yeah, because the imagery you're creating is good.
Oh, thank you.
Who's helped you become such a good writer? I know a lot of it is your own talent, but are there adults or peers or folks that have helped you develop so well?
I would say my English teachers have really helped me. But I think most of it is just like my passion and my talent for it.
Do you write every day?
Not so much during the school year, especially like senior year and everything. So I usually like hold back on it until like breaks or summer.
And do you Have you shared your writing and your books with other folks you go to school with much? Or
yes, my books right now are in my school library. So if you're like, if you go to Plum, then you can go to the high school library and check it out. And I've also sent it to my community library, like the Plum Community Library, so you can check it out there.
That's great. How can folks listening now get them? Are they available at a website or?
Yes, they're available on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and my website as well.
Excellent. Your website, is it BonnieSinclair.com?
.com,
yes. That's easy. Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E. Sinclair, S-Y-N-C-L-A-I-R-E, and I'm sure you'll be able to find that. If you just, probably you could spell Bonnie Sinclair in a Google search, maybe follow it up with Plum, and your name will show up.
Yes. I've also been interviewed by the Tribune Review, so if you search up my name and then Plum, that'll show up as well.
Yeah, I think that's one of the ways we found you.
Yes.
As a result. That was pretty recent, right?
Yes, it was last Friday, I think.
How was that? That had to be exciting.
That was my first interview, so I was like really nervous, but it went really well.
Well, you're doing pretty well this morning. That's a secret. You know, a lot of people that are great writers are not comfortable being interviewed.
Yes,
or
that's what my mom and I were talking about on our way here. Like a lot of artists and writers, they're not really, like they're very introverted, which is definitely what I am. But we're like really, we speak through our work, basically.
Yeah, but you are equally, well, very clearly writing is your medium, but I mean you're very well versed in explaining.
Thank you.
You sound very relaxed and comfortable. What else do you like to do?
I like to dance. I've been dancing since I was 5. I'm on the dance team for Plum, and I'm hoping to continue dancing in college too.
Excellent. And have you, well, Clarion is where you'll be going, and is that all set? Early admission or?
Yeah, I got accepted to Clarion and a couple others, but my heart's really set on going there.
It's a great school.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you'd like to say? I hope people will go to your website, look at BonnieSinclair.com, or go to the Plum Library to find the books. And from what I heard, Bonnie mentioned earlier losing herself and kind of feeling like writing is an escape. I think reading these books would feel like an escape, too. Is there anything else you'd like to pass along?
I don't know at the moment.
Okay, well, that's fine. It's been a real pleasure having you here.
Thank you.
And I hope you'll keep in touch with us. Best wishes for continued success moving forward.
Thank you very much.
That's Bonnie Sinclair Nichols. You'll find her books under Bonnie Sinclair. Her author's name, she's a senior at Plum High School, bound for Clarion, with a very proud, is that your mom back there?
Yes, that's my mom.
She's looking there. Very proud behind you. You can't see her, but she can see the back of your head. I hope you'll keep in touch. Thanks.
Oh, thank you.